The utility software company Gentrack Group is moving to cut costs as it expects its earnings to be cut by more than half. The company has given further information this morning on the difficulties of lower and deferred sales that have hit its business. Madison Reedy reports.
Gentrack has downgraded its earnings outlook twice in the past 4 months as it tries to cope with regulatory price caps in the electricity markets in Britain and Australia and increased competition. It's now forecasting operating earnings of between $8 million and $12 million for the year ended September. That compares with the previous year's near $25 million, which was 20% down on 2018. It's now moving to cut costs by about $8 million, with half of that to be achieved this financial year. The company is also changing its business approach from selling software licenses, which are one-time sales, to software as a service, which means regular income and is expected to improve revenues. Gentrack says it's generating cash flow and is still a profitable business with a strong balance sheet and no debt. It says its airports business remains a market leader in Australia, New Zealand and Britain. This is Madison Reedy.
And the chief executive of Gentrack, Ian Black, was not available to comment on the market update. The company's share price is down about 9% this afternoon.